Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Monday, September 3rd, 2018. It's Labor Day, so many of you may have that opportunity to rest or work on that honey-do list, relax at the homestead, or maybe in the midst of traveling through and you have your radios tuned to one of our four frequencies. We welcome you on this Labor Day to the Ministry of Great News Radio, which includes a monthly newspaper called the Prime Life Times, and I think they're just about all delivered to almost 200 area locations throughout the area. So we continue to be excited how God's using the Prime Life Times to encourage and bless people with its great content. Well, today we're going to have a special Labor Day broadcast featuring some scripture verses and music that I hope will encourage you. But I do want to mention the Singing Men of GNN will not be meeting for rehearsal tonight. We'll launch a new season next week, Monday, September 10th, and we're working towards switching the rehearsals back to the First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy. More to say about that tomorrow or Wednesday as all the details are worked out, but we think it'll be more convenient for the men. And on Monday nights here at the Great News Radio Center, there's a church service next door that is so loud that is very distracting during rehearsals. So we hope to iron out the details and announce the new location for rehearsals really soon. So men, if you like to sing and declare the wonders of God, we'd love to have you join us as we're focusing on a few national anthem presentations at the University of Illinois for some sporting events. And then we'll focus 12 weeks on Christmas music for two presentations, one at Marketplace Mall and one at the mall in Danville. So more to say about that. But if you want to get involved with the Singing Men of GNN, call us at 217-367-7777. Well, today I'm going to share some past Labor Day scriptures and songs that I'd put together for such a program as Labor Day. And I'm thinking oftentimes during the holidays, we're often so busy either traveling or trying to fit in the things we can't do during the week or during a typical week. We kind of miss out on the holiday. Sometimes that even happens during Christmas time. We're so busy with preparation and parties and gift giving and such that you lose the real sense of the holiday. So today, maybe as you're settling into this week, may you find special meaning through the songs focusing on labor and how it truly is a gift from God. Reading from Genesis chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. Thus the heavens and the earth were completed in all their vast array. By the seventh day, God had finished the work he had been doing. So on the seventh day, he rested from all his work. And God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it he rested from all the work of creating that he had done. Here's Steve Ragsdale. All your works are wonderful.
All your works are wonderful. You are wise in all your ways. Seen your perfect plan and your power on display. All your works are wonderful, earth and heaven, sky and sea, even still. Creation pales in the light of Calvary. All your works are wonderful. Faithful, ever true, timeless law and tender grace, draw us even now to you. All your works are wonderful. Stand in your
God's works are wonderful, as are you, created in His image. And as much as we enjoy laboring 6 days a week, God has made that seventh day a Sabbath. Exodus 20:8-9. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. Here's the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir, God is Working. Yep, God is working to draw you close to Himself. Reading from 1 Timothy 4:9-10. This is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance, and for this we labor and strive, that we have put our hope in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, and especially of those who believe. And here's verse 27 of John chapter 6. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. On Him God the Father has placed His seal of approval. Here's Steve Green, He Who Began a Good Work.
He who began a good work in you began a good work in you, will be faithful to complete it. He'll be faithful to complete it. He who started the work will be faithful to complete it in you. Slowly replacing your hope with process is long, and you're losing your song in the night. You can be sure that the Lord has His hand on you, safe and secure. He will never abandon you. You are His treasure, and He finds His pleasure in you.
He who began a good work in you
friend. Thanks for tuning in on this Labor Day, and hopefully as you draw near to God today, He who began a good work in you will continue to bring it to completion. Allow Him to draw close to you as you draw close to Him. Here's one of my favorite verses, and I have a fun song that'll follow. It's out of Colossians chapter 3, 23 and 24. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord and not for men, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. Here's Dennis Bowling, Workers Are Few. A great message and a heartfelt song.
Growing up on the farm, I was always slow to rise. Mama'd holler, get a boy. Wipe the sleep from your eyes. Come on, get ready, and hurry up, son. Your father's already in the field, there's work to be done. Work in the fields gave Daddy an opportunity to train. I always had lots of questions, he always had time to explain. He taught me to work hard to make the most of my time. He said there's time to plant, time to reap, and a time to die. Come on, get ready, hurry up, son. Time's wasted, it stops for no one. To move on, boy, this ain't nothing new. Jesus said long ago, the harvest is ripe, the workers are few. You see, planting a field, son, is like sowing into someone's heart. You work the ground and plant the seed, have to do our part. When you're sowing, you introduce someone to Christ. The son, we can't make it grow, the father brings that seed to life. Come on, get ready, hurry up, son. Time's wasting, it stops for no one. To move on, boy, this ain't nothing new. Jesus said long ago, the harvest is ripe, the wonders are few. Come on, get ready, hurry up, son. Time's wasting, invite someone to heaven. It'll move on, boy, this ain't nothing new. Jesus said long ago, the harvest is ripe, the workers are few. Come on, get ready, hurry up, son. Father's already in the field, and there's work to be done.
Therefore, my dear brothers, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. 1 Corinthians 15:58. Here's the West Coast Mennonite Chamber Choir, Working with Joy. Was there some tapping and hand clapping to that song? I just love it. That was the West Coast Mennonite Chamber Choir. I'm going to close out with this reading from Revelation chapter 14, verse 13, with a fun, upbeat song. And yet after you hear this Revelation passage, you'll see how truthful and powerful the words of Revelation are captured in the song by the Cathedrals. Revelation 14, 13. Then I heard a voice from heaven say, write, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, they will rest from their labor, for their deeds will follow them. Here's the Cathedrals. Hard times will soon be over.
My trials so hard will soon be over. I'll cross that over chilly Jordan, and there somewhere in heaven city I'll sit me down, I'll wear the day of crown and glory. I'll shout and tell the happy story. My hard trials will soon be over, and I shall wear a crown.
Lord, I'm tired.
My trials will soon be over, and my trials will soon be over, and soon my Lord's gonna come for me. Then I'll be heaven bound.
Then I'll find.
Soon be over, and I shall wear a crown. The road I walk is often rugged, the load I bear is is often heavy, but soon I know my feet shall stand upon high ground, each tear and care I'll leave behind me. I'll shout and say goodbye to trouble. My hard trials will soon be over, and I shall wear a crown.
But I'm tired.
Hard trials will soon be over.
So tired.
Hard trials will soon be over, and soon the Lord is gonna come for me. Then I'll be heaven bound.
Then I'll fly.
Hard trials will soon be over.
In the sky.
Hard trials will soon be over, and hard trials will soon be over, and I shall wear a crown.
Well, I'm tired.
Hard trials will soon be over.
Was the Cathedral's Hard Times Will Soon Be Over. I don't know what your situation or circumstances today. You might be in dire straits, overwhelmed, taxed, ready to actually give up. Don't do it, my friend. God loves you. God will see you through. Cast your cares on Him because He cares for you. He loves you. Truly listening, friend, God loves you. And if that's a message you've never heard before, or you don't understand, or can't quite comprehend, there's some great folks that can answer any and all questions about the Christian faith and have a relationship with God, and you can call them right now. It's a free call at 1-888-NEED-HIM. That's 1-888-NEED-HIM. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.